Kitchen Rudimental, a series here on Blueprint for Living in which Annie Smithers will investigate the very basics of kitchen craft. Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Here we are back in the kitchen, Annie Smithers. Annie, hello.
Hi.
It's time for Chicken Pie Part 2.
Oh, Chicken Pie Part 2.
Yes. Previously on Chicken Pie, we poached the chicken. We cooked some leeks. We made a velouté.
Yes.
With the chicken stock. And we now have shredded chicken ready to go. We have our velouté. We have our leeks. And we're about to pie up.
Now, we are about to pie up.
Details of all that, of course, are on the website, so yes. Check that out. Here we go.
In the meantime, you made a beautiful piece of pastry for me.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I do like it. It's very nice. It's round.
More confident in my pastrying now.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. And what we have done, you know, whilst we were between part one and part two, is I've combined, you know, the three elements that we had. So we have put our shredded chicken in our velouté with our leeks, and I have checked the seasoning. So I have added some salt and some pepper.
Okay.
So I have in my hot little hands a very lovely alfoil pie case.
Very classy.
It's very classy. I have some nice pie cases at home.
But nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with this. So we're going to make a full pie.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, not so one of these cheating ones with
pastry
just...
Pastry all round.
So I've rolled my pastry out.
So you're now cutting that pastry quite a bit off into a circle, quite a bit off the actual circumference of the pie itself. So
yes.
You've calculated what you're going to need to turn that over.
That's probably a little bit, you know, a little bit generous, but that's...
But you've got it. It's hanging now over the edge of
that. It's hanging over the edge so that you've got enough to make a, you know, roll the edge up so that it looks pretty. So, and then I'm just taking the rest of the pastry and re-rolling it for the top.
Okay.
Now, so this is a pie that has a short crust top and bottom. Quite often you'll find in pie making that people will use puff pastry on the top to get that really, lovely finish.
So you can still use a short on the bottom and a puff on the top?
You can, yep. But I sort of, this is a sort of, this is a country pie.
All right, so our pan's filled, our top has been rolled out.
And
here's the velouté chicken leek mix.
And this has been chilled in the fridge.
Okay.
Because while we've been doing the pie, doing the paste, because hot mix is going to melt pastry before it hits the oven, which could have...
Undesirable outcome.
Undesirable outcome number one could be that it melts the pastry and makes a hole in the bottom if it's too hot. And then that will empty onto a tray that you bake it on. Undesirable outcome number two is that it just never quite, the pastry never quite recovers and you always have a soggy bottom.
Don't want that. In what circumstance would you blind bake that?
I don't blind bake pies. So I blind bake quiches because you're pouring a wet custard into pastry.
Yep.
Now, pastry cooks at, 200-220. Custard likes to cook at 140-160.
Right, okay.
So I blind bake quiches and lemon tarts and things until they're a lovely crisp brown, light brown, golden brown. They don't continue to cook.
Once the temperature that you're cooking your custard.
So here's our...
It's a good quantity in there. You've mounded that up above the actual lip of the pie.
Yeah, so but I'm just going to push it down with the spoon. You don't want too much in there.
Yes.
Because you have to remember that this is congealed and set slightly in the fridge.
Yep.
Because of the gelatinous qualities of the stock.
Yep.
So it will, but the trick is to have a nice amount of chicken in there, so it's bound by the velouté. It's not all velouté with three bits of chicken. So now I've put a little circle on the top.
Top's going on. And you've got that little fringe of pastry around the outside that you're now thumb and fingering together.
Yeah. And of course, you can egg wash this if you want, but we didn't bring an egg.
Got one if you want one.
No, it's all right. Have you got a pair of scissors?
Yes, just over there. There we are.
Oh, there they are. Scissors are fabulous pastry gadgets. So now I'm just going to cut round, and I'm
leaving a little bit there, aren't you?
Yeah, about 5 millimetres, would you say?
Yes.
In the modern.
Yeah.
So now we've snipped that off.
Yep.
And then I'm...
More pinching, or are you going to do something fancy?
No, I'm going to roll it between my thumbs and forefingers so that I've got a pretty little seam there.
She's doing this with a great look of concentration. This is a task which cannot be done casually.
So there.
Do we need to poke the top of that, or is that...
Yes. So make a little hole in it for the blackbirds to fly out or for the steam to be released. Now, if we go back to the very beginning of kitchen rudimentals, is we talked about resting pastry.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the rolling process, we've stretched the gluten and it's all... Yeah, it needs to have a little snooze before it goes into the oven. But one of the things I said about this pastry, or I hope I said, was that because it has a whole egg in it, it has the protein from the egg white in it. So it changes the dynamics of it slightly. And when you've got something that is formed and crimped like this, so that all the edges, all the loose ends are tied together, so to say, is I'm just going to pop it straight in the oven.
Now?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm not resting it.
That oven we preheated at 200 degrees.
The oven we preheated to 200 degrees.
That one.
Jonathan gets a text saying, can you put your oven on, love?
And
so.
Here we go.
Now, if you wanted to make it very pretty, you could egg wash it.
Yes.
If you wanted to make it for Maggie, you could roll out the pastry and you could cut an M and you could egg wash an M to the top of it.
Egg wash just egg or a bit of milk?
I use just egg and salt.
Oh.
So Maggie is watching her pie go into the oven, her chicken pie.
With an M on it.
With an M. Well, we
she
didn't
thinks,
make the M.
I know, but she'd like that.
She wants to say. And now we're going to bake that for, we'll see how hot your oven is and how well your oven. Yeah, it could be 30 minutes, could be 45, but
okay,
we'll see
but
how we go.
Nice, it's
until
purely
it's
the look
golden
of the pastry.
Brown.
Yeah.
So the thing, I think, it is important to note that everybody's oven is different. Yeah, their seals are different, the age of the oven is different, and where it heats from is different. So one of the things that people do struggle with pies, it seems, is the soggy bottom, issue. So you need to understand where the most heat from your oven comes from. So if you've got an oven that heats from the bottom very effectively, is middle of the oven is quite good. So you need to understand where the heat sources come from. If you do find that your oven is one of these ovens that is not very good at bottoms, is I will sometimes very carefully invert that pie onto a tray and cook the bottom a little bit more up under the element
at
the
top. It should be able to withstand. It's robust.
It should be able to withstand, which is why I don't like to make them too prissy-like. There's all sorts of pastry things you can do with lovely, fine, filigree pastry.
The point of that is that you will definitely check your bottom before you declare that done.
Yes. Mm. So you just need to sort of, check that the bottom of the pie is cooked before you take it out.
All right.
So now we just have to wait.
Cup of tea?
Cup of tea.
Okay.
Cup of tea.
It's time. We've been looking. It's about sort of 36 minutes or so.
36 minutes in your oven?
Yeah, not that I'm wanting to be too precise about the whole thing. But
all right.
Let's have a look.
Look at that.
That is golden and beautiful.
It is golden and beautiful. Now, one of the reasons I bought the little aluminium pie dish down is it's very useful for us to do this as a teaching exercise because I can pull that down a little and you can see that is golden brown all the way around the pie. So it would... Yeah, it leads me to believe that it is well cooked.
Your bottom's okay
all
in
right.
there.
So we'll take it out and we'll just do something quite dastardly. Hang on, it's quite hot. What I'm going to do is I've put a plate on top of the pie.
Yes.
So this is hard for radio, isn't it?
Here we go.
I've put the plate on top of the pie.
Imagine this scene, listener.
Imagine this scene. So the underside of the plate is facing me.
Yes.
And I'm gripping the sides of the little
and
aluminium thing.
And you're about to give this a flip.
And I'm picking it up and I'm flipping it. Now
it's upside down.
It's upside down and I'm going to lift off the foil.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
It's a beaut.
Your oven's good at pies.
Not a hint of sogginess about
that.
There's
no soggy bottom there. Oh, it's nice. So, just very quickly so that it doesn't split and get all
pop
wrong,
that back again.
I'll put that there back on there, okay. Flick it back up, and then you can have that for your supper later.
This is a treat, Annie. Thank you so very much. Chicken pie.
Chicken pie.
Look, all the bits and bobs, the little recipe bits, the links to things like pastry, you'll find them all on that blueprint page on the RNN website. Maggie, the pie detecting cocker spaniel, is extremely excited.
She is very excited. We'll have to go to my kitchen one day, and then you can meet Kitten, the British Shorthair, and he can help.
Will Maggie come too?
Oh, Maggie can help. Kitten's as addicted to dairy as Maggie is, so there'll be a fight.
Okay. Annie, thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. I said shake, run and roll. I said shake, run and roll. I said shake.